The Sound of Charleston is 105.5 The Bridge. It is time for your River Dogs Report. We are hanging out at beautiful Joe Riley Park downtown with the River Dogs Director of Promotions and Mr. Seventh Inning Stretch. It is the great Nate Courant. Nate, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. It's good to see you.
Live and local Tuesdays on August 7th. We begin a homestand with the River Dogs, which goes through Monday, August 13th, which will be a dog day with our sister station, 98 Rock. So we'll be doing the show from where we are right now. We are sitting in the luxurious Riley Park Club on the first base side. Tell the folks about the RPC, the Riley Park Club, Nate.
I'll tell you what, man. It's been very successful over the past couple seasons, and we love it here. It's primarily here in Charleston. The best selling point is that it's air conditioned.
Yes.
But again, just air conditioning, but also a very nice experience. All you can eat food, all you can drink beer and wine. There's the nice areas to sit. We've got TVs, so not everybody that comes to the River Dogs game wants to watch the River Dogs game.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, people were watching LeBron in the finals. It's a great experience. You can come up here, host people, and again, if you want to watch the game, you're welcome to do that. But again, if you just want to come up here and have a really nice night out and just experience an evening of kind of a little bit of luxury at the ballpark, this is it.
It is absolutely beautiful here in the Riley Park Club, which is on the first base side, totally enclosed. But you can also go through the doors and hang out right inside the ballpark too on the first base side.
Yeah, exactly. So you have full access to the ballpark, but again, this is definitely the exclusive area that people are really enjoying this season. And it started up last year and it's been a hit so far.
And I will be here live and local Tuesday on August 7th. Gates open up at 6 o'clock. Game time is at 7 o'clock against the very good Lakewood Blue Claws. River Dogs start the home standoff with 105.5 The Bridge, and they need a good home stand to make a solid push for the playoffs here in the second half of the season.
Yeah, they really do. Like you said, Lakewood, a very strong team this season. They've got a really nice, I want to say program, it sounds more like a college team, but they have a really nice organization there. The Phillies have been a huge surprise this year to a lot of people, but a lot of the guys that are on the team making an impact this year came through Lakewood last year, a couple years ago. Same way, just like the Yankees system, as well as they're doing now with Greg Bird and Sanchez and Judge and some of the pitching as well, all coming through Charleston. It's a really good matchup. These two organizations tend to be some of the best to see a lot of talent that tends to translate into the major league level.
Gates at 6, games at 7, live and local Tuesdays on August 7th. And sadly, it will be our last live and local Tuesday of the season. I can't believe that we have gone through 4 or 5 months of the season. It has been a great season. Last Tuesday game, but there are still more River Dogs games throughout the month of August and through September.
We've really enjoyed the Tuesday night promotion with the live and local, the farmers market, the special restaurants, the guest PA announcers, the live music, all of that stuff. So yeah, we are kind of disappointed to see it come to an end, but as you said, Dog Day Mondays are still a couple for the rest of the season, and they're always a hit as well. So again, we still got plenty of games left.
Join our sister station 98 Rock on Monday, August 13th for Dog Day. Bring your pups to Joe Riley Park downtown. But who has done the best coverage in town for the River Dogs this year? I am an unofficial member of the River Dogs staff, am I not?
You really are. You could get me down into the studio, but I think the view is a little bit nicer here from the club.
Plus, Nate, I have a great idea for September. Since we're ending our live and local Tuesdays here at the Joe on August 7th, I'm looking ahead at the schedule. Tuesday, September 18th, 1 o'clock, Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. Yankees versus the Red Sox. I don't know if I want to see that, but let's bring the River Dogs staff. I'll do the show from Yankee Stadium. We'll do live and local Tuesday from the Bronx.
Listen, if you can get it cleared with the boss, I'll be happy to jump on the plane with you and we'll go. It'll be a great time.
Yeah, you go through Newark. I'm already looking at it. You go through Newark, you just take the train to Penn Station, you walk a block to the subway, and you go right to Yankee Stadium.
Listen, I appreciate you doing the legwork. Again, you just got to get Dave to sign the check, but other than that, I'm good.
I'm definitely going to work on that. That would be so much fun. All right, we'll see if we'll get Live and Local Tuesday in the Bronx in September, but we're definitely here for the last Live and Local Tuesday on August 7th. Chris Roberts going to be playing on the concourse, the Farmer's Market, the pop-up restaurant, gates at 6, game at 7 versus the Lakewood Blue Claws, and I'll be doing the show right inside here, the gorgeous Riley Park Club. Cannot wait for that, but Nate, it has been a great season. Maybe we'll even do a River Dogs update before the end of the season. You know I like coming down here. I'm here all the time.
Exactly. Come by anytime. We'll do it any day of the week, anytime you want.
He is the great Nate Courant, the Director of Promotions and Mr. Seventh Inning Stretch at Joe Riley Park downtown. It is the River Dogs Report on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.